Hello, my name is Tim Price, and I'm here on the podcast today with a short podcast about 10 steps to organize your life based on a book I recently read. I'm so glad that you're joining me. We usually have an episode about every other Thursday, and sometimes it gets a little bit off rhythm, but it's great to connect when we can, have a conversation that helps Christian leaders, pastors, church staff, and other people have encouragement to continue on, to do the things that are going to help life be most effective. And sometimes it just takes hearing what other people think or what other people do to help us in our own lives incorporate some little tidbit. So this is a list of 10 things. And so depending on where you're listening, it might be hard to make note of all of them. And you're welcome to take a look at the blog post when you get a chance, timpriceblog.com. And you can find this post, this podcast episode, as well as a whole bunch of other resources and ideas and thoughts. For the Christian in general, we want to be people who are disciplined in order to live life on God's terms. And the Lord works through us whether we feel like we're disciplined or efficient or effective or not. And that's one of the awesome things about God's grace. But it does give us the freedom as well to say, here are the important things for me. And outside of these things, I'm just going to kind of let those go as life goes. But for these few things, I want to make sure that I'm doing my best. I'm working for the Lord, not for men, and living our life to the full. And so I'm just going to share these. They're not necessarily scriptural things, but more just practical things. And it came from John Maxwell's book, Develop the Leader Within You.
We're thankful you've connected here with the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. Our hope is to help church ministry leaders and Christians in general stay focused on the things that matter in life. We know there are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, but you're here and we're grateful. If you have any questions, please reach out through email at timpriceblog.com/podcast. Now on to today's show.
Well, it never hurts to get more organized in life. It really does help a person maximize time, focus on the important things, and make the most of every opportunity. So I realize this is always a work in progress. I feel it in my own life. I look around sometimes at my desk or office space or trailer or van or whatever it is and realize that I really need to take some time to organize. It's kind of like the sharpening of the saw before you cut down the tree. And but I also want us to be encouraged today because today is a great day to take even just 5 or 10 minutes and get something organized in your life or around your life. You start with something small and it begins to snowball. I just finished rereading a book from John Maxwell called Develop the Leader Within You. And he listed 10 ways to get life organized. And I just thought I would share this list with you. The first thing is you set your priorities. What is it that you need to bump to the top of the list? What are your most important items you need to do? Those are your priorities. If you can make sure that those are identified and clearly written down, and then you have the mindset that you're ready to tackle those as soon as you wake up or get a chance, then those priorities become the main kind of thrust for you to be organized and ready for other things in life. The second thing is you place your priorities on the calendar. I know we all know this, but it's always good to be reminded. What gets on the calendar gets done. And I'm a firm believer in this because I've seen this in my own life. When I put some goals on the calendar and then break them down over the course of a week or couple weeks or month or whatever, amazing things begin to happen. It actually begins to get done. Number three, allow time for the unexpected. This doesn't have to be a ton of time, but it needs to be enough time so that you're not stressed and causing a backlog for the rest of the things you need to do for the day. So productivity needs to be tempered with some reality. You need just to understand, and we all probably know this, especially in ministry, especially in life as we're kind of open to God's Spirit leading us at the right time and the right places. You just need to be sure to plan in for things that you can't control. Phone calls from a family member or car trouble or house trouble or sickness or interruptions of some kind, you have to always be ready for something else to happen. And that's where you need the cushion for the day, the little bit of extra time that isn't locked in so closely. Number four, do projects one at a time. I think sometimes people think the more they do in multitasking, the quicker they're going. But in reality, they're creating a frenzy without a lot of fruit. They're just sort of going crazy with things. And so I heard one person say that they wrote down six things that they wanted to do for the day, and they didn't start working on the second one until the first one was done. And when it was complete, they moved on. And that person said that it revolutionized their lives, because all of a sudden they didn't have a list of 40 things that they weren't going to get to. They did the six most important things one at a time. So that's a great way to organize your life. Well, moving on to organize your workspace. I am not an example for this because my workspace gets filled up pretty quickly. For whatever reason, I have a high tolerance for that chaos, and most often I know where things are, but they are all kind of around me. But I do know that there is a breath of fresh air when you straighten up your desk. You put things away, you get things squared away, and you're sitting in the right place with the right kind of environment around you. It kind of changes your mindset. And that's not just a personality thing, that's kind of a scientific thing. If there's clutter around you, then you probably have a bit of a cluttered mind. Same with the car or any place else that you're at. And so when I take a few minutes at the end of the day to make sure at least the stacks are straight or put away, or things I don't need or are done away with, then the next day I find that I walk in refreshed and ready to go. I do know at the recording of this podcast, I just finished about 5-6 weeks of travel. I wasn't hardly in the office at all. I breezed in about once a week to drop things off, pick things up, and head out again. As a result, my office at this very current moment is very disorganized. It's in shambles, really. I have some 75-pound sandbags from an inflatable for a kids' event. I have a keyboard that I'm waiting to give back to somebody, a box of t-shirts, a banner stand, and I look around here and I realize that I have some name tags and some books and some things for people, and it's going to have to be organized soon in order for me to feel like I'm making progress when I step in there. So we want to make sure that we are organizing our workspace. Another idea here of these 10 is to work according to your temperament. Now, this might get a little deeper than just a few minutes on a podcast, but your energy level, your temperament for the type of work you do during the day and how your day flows is going to be an important part of organizing your life. So if you really are chipper and ready to go and clear thinking in the morning and you wake up early naturally, then you probably want to put your most important work in those morning hours. If you are more like you can't hardly stand the mornings, you don't want to talk to anybody, you don't want to think about anything, you probably wind up naturally putting your biggest projects in late morning, early afternoon, or even evening. And so for me, I have just learned and discovered that I think about a lot of stuff from about 5 until about 8 a.m. And there are many days that I probably get more done in those 3 hours than I do the whole rest of the workday. And so I try to enjoy and maximize the mornings. And I try to plan out those times so that they're effective. So you need to identify your prime time and maximize it. And on another note, I read somewhere, and it's always stuck with me, there are the sluggish times of the day for each person. Everybody experiences it to some degree. And the thing I read was that the sluggish times are either 9 to 11 a.m., 1 to 3 p.m., or 3 to 5 p.m. And so the person who might feel sluggish from 9 to 11, the advice was to have a little snack, a healthy snack. The person who's a little sluggish from 1 to 3, the advice was the best way to combat that sluggishness was a 10-minute nap. And the person who is sluggish from 3 to 5, and that's my time block where I usually get a little bit just kind of hard to think, hard to move, the suggestion for that time block of sluggishness to combat it was to take a quick walk. And so I just filed those away. I thought that was kind of neat that if you're tired in the morning, eat a snack. Tired in the afternoon, take a nap. But if you're tired late afternoon, you take a walk. And so I've tried to do that whenever I'm on a phone call or something like that around 3 o'clock. Well, you want to work for your temperament in order to be organized during the day. Do the things that matter at the time that you're most engaged. All right, so moving on to use your drive time for growth or light work. Now, I don't want us to be unsafe here. I'm not talking about getting your phone out and, you know, emailing everybody and doing everything under the sun. But you can prepare to use your drive time to make a difference. John Maxwell, in his book, he's always talked about this from the very beginning, where training and podcast and listening to people teach and inspire, those are great things to fill up your mind and your time on your commute, depending on how long it is. And the light work part might be the things that you're thinking of, that you're making a plan for a meeting or thinking about something that you have to prepare or write or do. Or maybe it's speaking to someone on a hands-free device. Again, to be careful, not to be crazy, not to handle your phone while you're on the road. But there are things that you can prepare to use that time well. Another one is to develop the systems that work for you. And maybe that's something that you're already doing, but you never have thought about it. You've never pinpointed it. It might be something that you do all the time, but you can take it to the next level. And some of those things might just be the simple kind of things like email template, if you're always sending the same email to people over and over, different people, same response. Or maybe it's the way that you process emails, or how often you check email. Or maybe it's something totally different, like something at home, like creating a system to pay bills or to set reminders. Some of the systems I have in the morning are the things that I want to be reminded of, scriptures that pop up on my Google task list, and reciting kind of some declarations each morning, or taking time to go through a list of prayer requests that I have. And as those happen, I pray for them in the morning, and then sometimes I kind of erase them all together because it's past. I've had the opportunity to praise the Lord because this prayer has been answered. And so I love that system, and it works out. And some mornings it might be hit or miss. I mean, might be leaving so early I don't get a chance. I do it later in the day, or I forget it one day. That's okay. I don't go crazy. It's just a system that works to keep me focused on the fact that God is at work, and I want to be following His lead, His voice. And so you got to develop the system that works for you. I'll tell you one other system that I've had for quite a while, and lately when I've done it, I've shared it with people that I've, as I'm doing this system, I'll tell you here in a moment, but as I've shared it with people, they're all like, oh man, I need to remember that. I need to do that. And so here it is. It's not earth shattering, but if I have to get something, like if I have to pick up something before I go, like my backpack is in a different part of the office or the building, or I have to make sure I remember to grab my guitar before I leave for the day, or here's a envelope that I need to take home to my wife, I put my car keys on the item, wherever it's sitting in the building or in my office. And so all of a sudden I'm about ready to go, and I can't count how many times I've been about halfway out the door, getting ready to pull my key out. No key. I go back. I realize, oh yeah, I'm supposed to take this home. And so that little system that's kind of just become a habit is putting my car keys on the thing that I don't want to forget. Develop a system that works for you, and that's going to help you be organized. So we're down to the last two. Number 9, always have a plan for those few minutes between meetings and your agenda items. And 10 minutes may not seem like much, but so much can happen in 10 minutes. There have been times that I've noticed that when I call people, they'll say, yeah, I've got something here at 1 o'clock, but I've got a couple minutes to talk. And when I hear that cue that they only have 2 or 3 minutes because they have to walk into a meeting or they have an appointment or something, it seems like our conversation is fruitful, efficient, quick, loving, happens fast. Everybody's done. Everybody's excited. We got what we needed to accomplish, and it just really makes a difference. And so I kind of started adding that into my life, that if I had to return a phone call, I might return it just a little bit, return it just as I'm about ready to go to a meeting, and not in a way that's sort of like, I don't want to talk to you, but more like I've got these few moments and I'm going to return a phone call, and I'm just going to let them know as we're getting started that I have a meeting in a couple minutes and just wanted to connect. And so that really does make a big difference in the organization of the day. Don't waste the transition times. Have a plan for those few minutes between things, and you'll be surprised what might happen. And then the final one, number 10, focus on results, not activity. So when we think about what have we accomplished today, it's not so much the frenzy of we did this, we ran here, did all that stuff. It's more like, what were the things that we actually accomplished. It's not how long you work, it's what you get done. And so what has been finished? What has made a difference? Where have you seen God at work and using your skills, and where your abilities and your calling is kind of lined up to bring about fruit for the day? Those are the things that we focus on and we celebrate. We focus on the results, not just the activity. So I appreciated that book. I like all of John Maxwell's books, but this kind of an older one now, it's been a long time, Develop the Leader Within You. And if you go to the blog post, timpriceblog.com, you can see these 10 things, and you can see a link for the book as well. So to say them one more time, 1, set your priorities. 2, put those priorities on the calendar. 3, allow a little time for the unexpected things that happen to everyone. 4, do projects one at a time. 5, organize your workspace. 6, work according to your temperament. 7, use your drive time for growth. 8, develop systems that work for you. 9, always have a plan for the minutes between meetings. And 10, focus on results, not on activity. Well, I want to thank you for being a part of the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. And I want to share just a couple things with you. One is that we are gearing up for our fall season, our school year season, really, of conferences. We have the Fall Rally Conference in Troy, Illinois for students, and that happens on October 14th this year, 2023. And then we also have a series of kids conferences coming up. The dates will be out very soon, and that will be over the course of the spring, where we meet with kids in first to fifth grade for a Saturday from 9 to 2 in various locations, local churches hosting these events, and we would love for your church to be a part of that. You can find out about each of those at harvestministryteams.com.